then we would start off stacking hay. It would mostly be grass hay, just crap grass and stuff like that. And we'd stack it, and then at the top there, we would cover it over with broom sage. And then we'd put another stack right side of it. And then we'd fence it off. And then in one time, we'd knock the board down and let the cows go in and eat.
This was about how high you say?
I'd say some of the stacks would be 12 to 14 foot high. Just, in other words, just as tall as you could throw a fork of a hay up there from a wagon.
I see. And that was built around the pole. Did you ever have, say, four poles and four more running down like this to the ground and stack hay over that?
No, sir, we didn't.
A hay rack?
No, sir, we didn't. We didn't do that.
And the different kinds of owls
Well, now we had the old hooting owl. In other words, you go hoot, 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 hoot. And then we had the screech owl. It makes a screeching sound.
Higher. And you talked about woodpeckers. You ever hear them called peckerwoods?
Yes, sir. That's what all we call them. That's all we call them when we was kids with peckerwood. We call them a woodpecker.
You ever hear a poor white man or somebody you didn't respect to call a peckerwood?
Yeah.
Was that an insult or kind of a joke?
Yeah, it was sort of an insult and a slang too, that old peckerwood. The old peckerwood, that ain't worth kidding.
That's right. In Georgia, they say cracker. They call each other crackers.
Yeah, that's a cracker state.
But that's kind of a joke. It's a sort of a term of affection. I don't know whether peckerwood is the same kind of thing or whether.
Well, I don't know so about that now.
Wouldn't be a word to fight over.
You know, I know back when they had the Southern League here, you know, the Atlanta had a team in the Southern League, and they was known as the Atlanta Crackers.
Crackers, that's right. Uh-huh. How about the word redneck? Is that a word?
Now, that's a Mississippi term. Don't go down in Mississippi and call a fellow redneck unless you're ready to fight. That's a Mississippi term.
Uh-huh. Now, peckerwood isn't that serious.
No, sir. Well, actually, I wouldn't want to walk up to a fella and call him a peckerwood and say, "You saw a peckerwood you there unless I was ready to fight." I'd say that.
Or else you knew him and you're kind of joking.
Well, now, if I knew him pretty well, I might say that, but I would have to be in a, he'd have to know that I was in a joking mood there to him. Just an incident that happened today at I went up to Bubba's to drink me a cup of coffee during my break, and a lawyer sat down after the table, and of course this old boy I went to school with, Keelan Hammonds, he's just about as mean as I was, and so he slipped his knife and fork in the lawyer's coat pocket. He didn't realize it. He's talking about something, and I said, "Lawyer, if you were to catch a man stealing, would you really prosecute him?" He said, "I'd prosecute him to the limit of the law." I said, "Now, would you show up?" And he got up and leave there. I said, "Well, you better check in your pockets there, and you stealing this woman's stuff there." And that fellow reached in his pocket and pulled out that knife and fork, and his face turned just as red as that right there, and I never laughed as much in my life. And this happened, and I saw him now, and he said, "You better not ever do that to me again, Inspector, get away with it."
I see. How about the little black and white animal, white streak, it smells bad when you
smell. Oh, skunk! Skunk. Don't mention them, fella.
You never call them polecats.
Yeah, we call them polecats or skunk. Most time there, we call them skunk. But now I've heard, now older people, my mother and daddy call them polecats.
Mm-hmm.
But now the young generation, we call them skunks. That's right.
And that bug, the two sets of wings, it's over
tomaturd. Is what we call them. Tomabug.